something at the barn.
Okay, so it's something, hanging a picture or something. And the nail didn't get in, go in far enough. You say it's got to be further, like further.
It's gotta be driven some more.
Okay. And, okay. If you, every day you get into your car and do what?
Start the car.
And?
Drive the car.
To town, okay. What would you call the upper part of the, of your house, the very top part?
The roof.
Okay. What would you call the, little things along the edge of the roof that catch the water?
Gutters.
Did you call them that when you were younger, or?
Didn't ever help.
Are they usually built in, into the house, or are they suspended from it?
Suspended from it, usually.
Okay.
Oh.
If you have a, what would you call the point of your house? We have a house and an L, and the place that the two come together would usually have to put a piece of tin to keep it from leaking.
A valley, or you talking about the valley there?
Mm-hmm. Did you have another word for it?
No.
Okay.
Always been known as the valley, as far as I know, in the top. Where you come together up there, the roof is a gable.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gable in this house. It's gabled on both ends.
Yeah. Okay.
What'd you call it?
Building that you used for that. Storing wood.
Woodshed.
Okay. Would you use, would you store tools there too, or is there a different building for that?
Oh, personally, I would store them there, but it depends on the size of operation you had. A farmer would store his tools in his tool shed and his wood in his wood shed.
Mm-hmm.
Be more than likely two different places.
Okay. What would you call an outdoor toilet, like many years ago?
The outhouse.
Do you ever hear anybody call it any other, like joking terms or humorous?
Oh, yes. Such as the chick sale. If you've never read the Passing of the Outhouse by Chick Sale, you've missed a lot.
did you?
Privis is really what you want. The word you're fishing for is the word privy, P-R-I-V-Y.
Uh-huh.
That was the outdoor privy was what they were called in Southeast Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the privy.
Yeah. That same lady that I talked to in Georgia called it Chick Sale,
mm-hmm.
which was the first time I ever heard of it.
Well, really, before the Chick Sale, the Passing of the Outhouse was a little book by Chick Sale, and they became known after them as Chick Sale. I haven't seen one of those books in a long time, but I'd give several dollars for one because it was so humorous. it was a really takeoff on it.
Well, if you had trouble,
you tell me about them.
You might say, well, blank, troubles too. Huh?
I have those troubles too.
Okay. Say if you were sleeping at night and there was a noise outside. What might you ask your wife?
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Or did you?
Did you hear that?
Okay. And she might say, no,